Health insurers are saying today that they will give people more time to pay their premiums for health plans starting January 1st. A number of states have also extended their deadlines for people to sign up and choose a plan to start the first of the year. Joining us now with more on this is Julie Rovner, who's with Kaiser Health News. She's with us from Washington. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the deadlines are kind of all over the place, as they have been since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. For many states and the Federal Exchange, if you wanted coverage to start January 1st, you were supposed to sign up by midnight last night, but now it sounds like that's a little fuzzy.
Yes, and this is exactly what happened last year. People wait until the very last minute, so everything gets really crowded, and they say, well, we're going to at least extend it so that the crowds can thin out. So on healthcare.gov, which is the where 37 states are using for people to sign up, if you started but you didn't finish or you got caught in the help queue, you can have until you finish. So that deadline has been eased as long as you've already started. Now, there were a number of states that run their own exchange that never did have yesterday as a deadline. Where I live, my home state of Maryland, for instance, the deadline was always Thursday. Some other states have extended their deadline. Some of them did it yesterday. Some of them did it a week or two ago, seeing that they were going to need to extend. Idaho, Minnesota, New York have until December 20th, California until the 21st, and then Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Washington have a deadline of December 23rd, so into next week.
And this is because of a surge of people, not because of a lack of people?
Yes, it's more because of there has been a lot of people crowding in at the last minute. This is probably the good place to point out that this is not truly the last minute. It's only the last minute if you want coverage to start January 1st, or if you have coverage now and you want to change your plan.
Right.
The actual deadline isn't until next February 15th. That's confused a lot of people.
And meanwhile, insurers are extending their premium deadlines.
That's right. Generally, the deadline, and this holds true all the time, the deadline for coverage to start is the 15th of the previous month, and you have to pay your first premium by the end of the month. So in this case, you'd have to pay your first premium by December 31st. But again, because of the crowding, because of some of the confusion with people changing plans, insurers have announced that basically on an insurer-by-insurer basis, they'll have a grace period of people to get those first month's premiums in if they're buying new plans or changing plans.
Julie, the government is aiming to have 9.1 million people sign up for 2015 coverage. I just want to back up and look at the big picture here. If you looked at the amount of people who are uninsured, the percentage of Americans who were uninsured before the Affordable Care Act and after this round of enrollments, where are we going to be or where are we likely to be early next year?
Well, everybody expected this year would be kind of a small year. Last year, obviously, it was pent-up demand, people who really wanted coverage, people who were sort of easy to find. So now it gets harder to find and enroll those people. No one has paid a fine yet for not having insurance. That won't happen until they file their taxes for 2014 and tax season 2015. Ironically, that'll be too late for 2015. So if you discover when you pay your taxes that you owed a penalty for 2014, open enrollment will already have closed for 2015. But it does get harder. That said, everybody assumed that 9.1 million that the administration cited was probably a lowball estimate. That most people are now estimating that it'll be 12 or 13 million people having coverage, and that's through the exchanges. And there's people on Medicaid. So indeed, the number of uninsured overall we know has dropped about 5 percentage points since the Affordable Care Act started to phase in last year. That would be expected to go down again a little bit more. But this was always expected to be a several-year phase-in.
That's Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, joining us from Washington. Julie, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.